The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 324 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Thirsty Thursday, everyone. I am thirsty for some more sweats. I don't know about you guys, but great week. We continue to grind. We got three straight winning days here. Going to try to make it four, but a great start to the week as we go through hump day. And what a hump day it was, guys. I got 9-5 from the plays that we talked about yesterday. A great day in Major League Baseball. The Cleveland Tribe, baby. It was funny. I was co-hosting Betting Across America yesterday, and I'm doing the show, and I have two monitors in my apartment back home. This is my office, my sweat den over here. But I had, obviously, my Skype monitor and everything connected to VEASAN to do the Betting Across America. By the way, thank you all for tuning in. It was a great couple days co-hosting with my guy Pritch, who I love. But I had the Skype stuff on one screen. Then I had ESPN StatCast for the Tribe game on the other one. And it's like, you know, you see the ball, and then it gets hit, and then, like, something changes, and it's, like, the craziest thing to sweat, and I tweeted about this just because it's crazy, and it tells you, you know, hey, not all of us have the MLB, and everyone's like, get MLB Network. I'm like, I probably should, or the MLB package, but anyway, that thing was a sweat and a half. I was sweating all day throughout the show with the Tribe, and the Tribe walked it off with a huge win, bottom of the 10th, and they just barely got out of a huge jam in the 10th, so the Tribe with a massive 2-1 win there. Couldn't get Washington or KC, but then Oakland, where my Oakland bettors at? Huge plus money with Oakland. And remember, they're 10-6 against lefties. Got a huge win there, around plus 135. Didn't get Atlanta. The Jays continue to be a thorn in our side. But then three straight to win the night. Milwaukee, that thing stunk. If Milwaukee wasn't as good as the Cards better record, why'd that line move almost 30 cents toward Milwaukee? Big win with Milwaukee. Where's Maureen Chase at? Sound the alarm. Southsiders versus Southpaw. Mashing with the White Sox. Big win there. And then, of course, Houston late night. So 5-3 with a little plus money. A nice day in Major League Baseball. NBA, not bad either. I knew something was up with the Cleveland Cavs. My Celtics are in a terrible spot. So if you notice that one, guys, boy, did we read that one right. I think we talked on the pod. They're like plus 9 down to plus 7. And then by the time game kicked off, all they got down to 6 there. And wouldn't you know it, Cavs won outright. We didn't even need the points. Couldn't get Washington over. That one came up just short. But Portland with some smart money coming up bigly for the team, plus 2 to plus 1, and they win by 13. And, of course, the Spurs over, a nice little overhit. Then splitting in the NHL. Edmonton was nice early, couldn't get Minnesota. But we are grinding, guys. The moral of the story is we're stacking some winning days here, and that's our goal. And, of course, You're up good. You know, you're up big. You're down big. You're struggling. You're doing great. You're treading water. The process never, ever, ever changes. That's why it's so important to stick with it, which is so critical here, guys. But again, up, down, flat betting, stay the course, bet to risk, not bet to win. One unit every play. That is the name of the game here, guys. But so much to get to. We're going to dive right into Major League Baseball. Got some early games here. And then we have, of course, a big NBA slate. So 12 MLB, 9 NBA, 3 in the NHL. I have a rare puck line play in the NHL. I'm going to tell you that. I got a money line play, and I got a sharp money line, and I have a puck line play. And I'm not a huge puck line guy. Remember, that's a spread in hockey, -1.5. Got to win by 2 or more. So stay tuned for that. But one thing that I wanted to start the pod off with is let me indulge my Tom Brady, New England Patriots, Buccaneers, rematch, all that. Let me talk about schedule day a little bit because I wrote about this in the VSiN newsletter this morning, VSiN.com/newsletter. Sign up for free to your inbox every single day. You'll get a rundown of all the VSiN shows that day. You'll get links to sign-up bonuses for all the different legal sports books. Take advantage of them all. You get Dave Tooley's ATS reports. You get my market insights column. But I kind of wrote about schedule day yesterday, just talking about, basically the lines coming out and kind of just the craziness of the excitement of getting the full schedule. And, you know, you and your buddies, if you make one trip, you know, my Pats, me and my buddies, there's one trip we're going to go to. Where are we going to go? We're going to pick a spot. So there's all this buzz, not just with betting, but, you know, when it comes to like scheduling, you know, trips with your friends and stuff like that. But my whole thing with schedule day, I got two things. So number one, I'm not betting any of these games right now. I think that the easiest thing to think of and kind of just, and again, it's smart by the NFL. It's smart by the sports books. You're going to generate a lot of interest and a lot of money. But here's the thing. Number one, I'm never against a futures bet, but I like a futures bet on literally a future. This is kind of a futures bet, but it's really just a regular game. And I don't want to tie up my bankroll for the next 4 months on a game where, number one, there could be a huge line move. It's almost like, you know, baseball when you're looking at action versus listed pitcher. We always say make sure you bet listed pitcher. That way a scratch pitcher doesn't screw you with the line going, you know, huge one way or the other. It's kind of like this right now. All these games are action, obviously. But for example, like, you know, I'll give you a perfect example. So number one, Tom Brady and the Bucks. They're 6.5-point favorite. Game one against Dallas when they get their ring ceremony. Think of it this way. You could bet the Bucks right now -6.5. What if, God forbid, Tom Brady tears his ACL? You know, I hope it doesn't happen. I'm just saying. What if someone gets hurt? What if it's 6.5 now, but it ends up closing at 6, and you laid a 6.5 when you could have gotten a 6, you got a bad number? On the flip side, what if you take Dallas 6.5 right now? It goes to 7.5. You get a bad number. So to me, it's interesting. It's fun. It's entertainment. It's planning your upcoming NFL season, or hopefully, unlike last year, we actually get to go to the games. But I'm not betting any of these games right now. Lines can change. Lines can move. We don't have enough information. There could be injuries. There could be more trades. There could be retirements. There could be all these different X factors where, to me, there's no use in betting a game right now. It's way too early. And the thing is, you're going to look at all these numbers and see such great lines, but let's let the market build itself. Let's let these lines ruminate. You know, if you're making some pulled pork, let's just put it in the crock pot for 4 months and talk to me early September. Once we see some line movement here. So that's my caution. Schedule day is great. I'm not betting any of these games right now. Way too much uncertainty. But I did find something that I liked, and it is a win total. That now that I look more, and I think this is where there can be some value, looking at schedule spots and how many times you're facing a team off a bye. By the way, I think the NFL hates my Patriots. They put the bye week in week 12, and then they have the Patriots going up against three teams coming off a bye. So maybe that's for all the cheating throughout the years and all the winning. But anyway, I digress. But that's where I think maybe instead of looking at betting week one lines, I'd look more at these win totals based on these schedule spots. So number one, the first one that jumped out to me is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So if you go off of, and by the way, set your calendars. I'm telling you right now, the day the earth stood still, Sunday, October 3rd, 2021, it's Sunday Night Football, 8:20 p.m., when Tom Brady returns to New England. Oh my God, guys. You would just be going nuts right now if you're in New England like me in Boston. They're already talking about the highest ticket prices in the history of Boston sports. Brady coming back to the Pats. And by the way, what would you guess the line would be on that game? Because I have the line. So da 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 da. A little Jeopardy note. Da 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 da. Guess what? Final answer? Think about it. It's Bucks minus 3.5 at the Patriots. So my dream there is everyone pounds Brady and the Bucks, and I get to take New England contrarian at home. And that's going to be the conundrum for me because Brady's my hero, my idol, my entire sports world. I grew up in the early days of Bledsoe, but it's really been Brady my whole life up until last year when the breakup, stay together for the kids. Nope, they broke up. But anyway, guys, that's going to be a huge game, and I cannot wait for it. But anyway, what I'm getting at here is a little bit of actionable value, talking about win totals. So number one, if you look at strength of schedule, so different sites do strength of schedule differently. The one that I'm looking at right now is taking your record of all your opponents the previous year. So it's going off the record of all the teams that you're going to play this year. How did they do last year? Was the overall record. So, for example, like the hardest schedule in the NFL is the Steelers. The opponent's combined record this upcoming season from last year, the Steelers' opponents went 155-115, a win percentage of 574. So Steelers have a tough schedule. This is also you can look at. Ravens, another tough one, 563. Bears, tough one. Packers, all these hard ones. You know, if you're looking at win totals, maybe you lean a little bit under if you like it. But here's where I come through. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Give me the Buccaneers over win total. The Buccaneers have the fourth easiest schedule in the NFL. The easiest schedule is the Eagles, Cowboys, Falcons, and then the Bucks. The Bucks' combined record, their opponents from last year for this season, are 126-145, a 465 win percentage. The easiest one is the Eagles at 430. But the Bucks have the fourth easiest win percentage. Everything comes up Tom Brady. I'm finally realizing it wasn't Belichick. It wasn't the Patriots way. It was Tom Brady. So I like the over with the win total of Tampa Bay. It's 11.5, and the over is juiced up to minus 120. Remember, this is a, 11-5 last year, and now you're adding an extra game, 17th game. So can they go 12-5 this year? They have the fourth easiest schedule. And I'm just going to run down their schedule, guys. This is a little fun game. I haven't put too much thought into it. It's just knee-jerk. What do you think? First game, Dallas. They're going to beat Dallas 1-0. Second game, Atlanta, 2-0. Then they're at Los Angeles. You know, that could be a tough game. Let's just say they lose that game, 2-1. At New England, 3-1. Versus Miami, 4-1. At Philadelphia, 5-1. Versus Chicago, 6-1. At New Orleans, 7-1. At Washington, maybe that's tough, but 8-1. Versus the Giants, 9-1. At Indy, I'll give them a loss there. That could be a tough game. That's 9-2. At Atlanta, 10-2. Versus Buffalo, I'll give them a loss there. That could even be a win. What are we at now? 12-3? I've already screwed this thing up. Versus New Orleans, 14-3. At Carolina, I'm getting crazy now. I'll give them a loss in one of these games I'm not looking at. But guys, I'm looking at the schedule. I can pick out easily, and this is tough to do. It's knee-jerk. I totally understand all that. But I see easy 12 wins or more. Their bye week is week 9. And you could go through that first half of the schedule with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight games, you know, they could be 7-1 through the first eight, you know, and then you're going to need, what, five more over the last nine? Give me this schedule here, guys. They're playing their division who's down this year. You got Carolina twice late. New Orleans doesn't have Breeze. Tell me their hardest games this year. Probably at Los Angeles. At the Patriots could be tough, but you probably expect them to win that game. What else we got? Let's see. So we have at Los Angeles Rams. At Washington might be tough because of that defense. At the Indianapolis Colts versus Buffalo. I mean, I see four really tough, and they could win those games. What I'm getting at here, guys, I saw the schedule. It's the fourth easiest, and I look at each scheduled opponent. Give me the over. This is Tom Brady coming back year two, obviously feeling more acclimated, and you know, you always imagine a free agent or someone getting traded. Year one, it's an adjustment. Year two, you feel more comfortable. You know everyone. And by the way, they brought back every single starter, all 22. So give me Tampa Bay over 11.5. And hopefully, maybe Tampa Bay wins against my Pats. Can I cover? Pats 3.5. Tampa wins by 3. Keep an eye out for that. But seriously, guys, fourth easiest schedule, returning everyone back. We talk about juice on win totals, 11.5. Over minus 120 is juiced up. Why? Because liability to the over. And, of course, go through each one of these games, and I see a lot of wins there. So give me the Tampa Bay Bucks over 11.5. That's my biggest takeaway from schedule day yesterday. But there you have it, guys. We are going to start talking about our games, but real quick, I mentioned the newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Best way to stay plugged into VSiN and everything across the betting industry. Free, little email free to you every morning. Got to get it, VSiN.com/newsletter. Then, of course, if you want to take the next step in your sports betting journey, sign up for a VSiN membership, VSiN.com/subscribe. You'll get every Point Spread Weekly magazine. You'll get the afternoon best bet emails. You'll get the rundown and kind of like your own TiVo to watch all the VSiN shows. You get 20% off the store, get some VSiN merch. And you also get all of our betting guides and everything behind the paywall. So again, if you want to take the next step, we have a 10-day free trial. And then if you like it, you can go monthly or yearly. If you get a year and save some money, it comes out to, I think, $21 a month. So that's a beer and a burger and all the information you're going to get, which is just flooded with great content here. So VSiN.com/subscribe. And then, of course, make sure that you get on Twitter. I always joke about it, but it's really important for breaking news, breaking information, baseball, scratch pitchers, lineups coming out, Mike Trout being out, being the first to know about that, which was great and helped us with our Houston play last night. But also NBA injuries, following sports books. But make sure you follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. Follow me at Josh_insights. And of course, you can email me anytime. Questions about betting. You want to just say hi, introduce yourself. I told you before, but I'll be in Vegas a week from now. So you can always email me or DM me on Twitter at Josh_insights or email me josh@vsiN.com. I'd love to sweat some games with you while I'm out there. But yeah, all those resources available to you. So take advantage of them and let me know if you guys need anything betting related, life related. Hey, maybe you got to get referred to a new sports book. Five Dimes booted you, whatever it may be. Let me know. So with that being said, as I'm like just salivating over my Bucks over 11.5 win total, let's talk some games for today. So let's go to MLB, and we're grinding MLB, guys. I'm loving MLB. I think it's another day where I don't want to jinx it. If you hear me knocking on wood, knocking on the mic, I don't want to jinx it, but there are a lot of plays here that jump out to me, kind of like the last previous 2 days. So, you know, kind of cruising here. What do we have? 7-3. I'm just looking at our records here. 4-0, 7-3, 5-3, the last three MLB days. So let's keep it going. So first one that caught my eye, Milwaukee Brew Crew. I'm going back to the Brew Crew. This is a great pitching matchup. This is a 1:40 p.m. Eastern time game. And you saw yesterday, Milwaukee came up massive for us. And that line just stunk. You know, what you're I think this is what's really tough for new bettors. St. Louis has a better record and they're getting big plus money. How do you not take them? But once you kind of see situations, and this is all about experience and looking at lines, and really history repeats itself when you look at these line moves. So a disgusting play like, you know, St. Louis is the better team, yet line move to Milwaukee, -140 to -175. It doesn't matter if it makes sense to you. All you need to know is that it made sense to the sharps, to the pros, to the wise guys. So they hammered Milwaukee. Milwaukee wins 4-1. Those big line moves that don't make sense. I kind of see the similar sort of thing here. Public is all over St. Louis. They have Flaherty on the mound. Their ace, Flaherty. Now, why is that important? Because even with Flaherty on the mound, and Milwaukee quietly, Corbin Burns, he's not a name recognition guy, but he is a young stud. This guy is a dealer, and I like him a lot. 1.53 ERA. Flaherty 6-0, 2.83. You got to take Flaherty here. St. Louis, better team off a loss, their ace on the mound. But then I ask you this. Why did Milwaukee open as a -120 favorite at home, and now they've been bet up all the way to -135? That thing stinks again. Public all over St. Louis, line moving to Milwaukee. Give me Corbin Burns and Milwaukee today. I love this sharp contrarian reverse line move, fade the trendy dog opportunity that also match a bunch of systems. Steam 15 cents or more off a win, 60% this year. And then also a favorite with a low total. Total open 7, down to 6.5. Looks like a little bit of under money there. And I had a great tweet from one of my buddies here talking about correlative betting. And he sent me this morning that games we talked about when the total, I think it was when it was 8 or less, the favorite won every game. When it was, 8.5 or 9 or higher, dog won every game. So you're not going to get every single one, but it just goes to show low totals, good for favorites. Fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely it comes from the better team. So give me Milwaukee there. A gross line move, sharp contrarian, fade the trendy dog, fave low total. Let's go old Milwaukee. Keep on cruising, guys. Next one that caught my eye, I got a couple of totals for you. Number one is Oakland and Boston. So another big hit with Oakland last night. I'm going to the under here. So right off the bat, First thing that jumps out to me is the total opened, at 9.5, and everyone's betting the over because you look at the offense from, from the Sox and you think it's got to be a big overplay. Yet, what's important is the line fell 9.5 down to 9. So you missed the hook on this one, unfortunately. You would have loved to gotten the, you know, the hook under 9.5, but I still see money coming in on the under 9. So I'm going to take the under 9, even though it's fallen, and I much would have preferred the 9.5 with the hook. That way a 5-4 game you win instead of a 5-4 game you push. But a couple things I like. It's just a contrarian sharp under. Public on over, yet the line fell. It would also match a couple systems I like. When the total is 8.5 or higher, the under this year is 146 and 117. That's a 56% win rate. It also doesn't hurt. We got a pretty good under ump, DJ Rayburn. The under is about 54% when he's behind the plate. And you also have both these teams slightly to the under, 20 and 18, but you've seen under so far this series. A 3-2 game in the opener, 4-1 game last night. So you've had five runs each two games. And sometimes that's dangerous, just, you know, playing based on the first two games. But I would much rather take an under today with a 3-2 and a 4-1 versus a 12-10 and a 9-8 game. But I like this underplay. I think two good teams, you might have another low-scoring game, I hope. So I took Boston under 9. Keyboard Cruising, Yankees in Tampa. This is another underplay for me. I'm intrigued by the Rays. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Keep an eye on the Rays. It's kind of a line freeze. Public slightly Yankees. They open minus 130 on the road. They've kind of stayed where they're at. Some shops dipped a little bit, like 135 down to 130. So if you see that thing creep further to Tampa Bay, I'll be keeping an eye on Tampa Bay. I might be taking Tampa later, 7 o'clock game, if there's some more movement. But I like this under here. Total open 8.5. It's down to 8. So right off the bat, you have some under money coming in. I've seen a lot of under eights get steamed across the board. You have Doug Eddings, a good under ump, 54%. And you also have this dome under at the Trop. When you're indoors, it benefits an under because the conditions are perfect for the fielders, for the pitcher, and also the ball doesn't travel. There's no wind. So that's an advantage to the under indoors. And you do have the Yankees, quietly one of the best under teams, 23-13 to the under. And you have had kind of like that knock on wood, like that Red Sox-Oakland series. This one's been low-scoring as well. 3-1 and 1-0. Both Yankee wins there. So I'm taking a shot on that under as well. Here is an overplay for me. We got a rare over here in MLB. Give me Texas-Houston over. A little divisional matchup here. But what I like about this one, guys, and this is critical, you got to get the 8.5. But open 8.5, juiced up to the under. It's now flipped 8.5, juiced to the over. And I see a couple books that look like they may go to 9. So if this is a big, the kind of the discrepancy here is you got to get over 8.5. That way, a 6-3 game, 5-4 game, 7-2 game wins instead of pushes. But this would be kind of a sneaky over liability juice play. So another thing I'm looking at is to the over, Houston's been pretty good, 21-15. Texas has been a little more to the under, 20-17 here. But if you kind of look at their, I think this might be their first matchup so far this season. But I'm keeping an eye on the roof. This could be critical right now. The roof is open. That's a good thing. If it's hot in Texas and if the roof's open, we get some wind blown out, that's a good thing. So hopefully we keep it open. But this would be an overplay for me, over 8.5, I think, before it gets to 9 in the division here with Texas and Houston. Really, I think the idea is hopefully Fulton-Evich gets lit up. And Javier is going for Houston. He's got a 2.9. It's been pretty good, but give me the over there. Look at the over 8.5. Keep on cruising. I'm digging the Cincinnati Redlegs. Give me the Redlegs here. I like the Reds at Colorado. This would be number one, kind of just an easy line move. Open minus 125 Cincy on the road. They're up to minus 140 at Colorado. I like that this is a non-division steam, 10 cents or more. On a road team, road favorite especially, so you don't really have to worry about that divisional dog type angle. But I've seen Cincinnati get hit quite a bit here. Again, in a non-division game, the only thing I don't like is it's a high total, but again, it's Coors Field. Looks like there may even be some over money there. It opened 10.5, it's up to 11. Looks like that 11. Some of these 11s are getting juiced up a little bit, minus 115. But to me, that play is Cincy. That's kind of that sneaky, what is it, a 20-cent move here. A 15-cent move. You do have Cincy good to the over, 22-11. Castillo, both these pitchers got like a 6 ERA, so that over looks even more intriguing at Coors. What's the weather like at Coors today? Let me just pull it up. We got wind blowing out, 75 degrees. Pretty good day if you're in if you're by the Rockies there. Taste the Rockies. But give me Cincy there. I like that road non-division steam move to the Reds. Keep on cruising. Give me the fish. We've seen the D-backs here get it done. Actually, last night Miami won. What was that? I think last I looked at it, it was tied. But I remember the D-backs won the first game. Miami won last night. I love this play to Miami today. This is a really sneaky late-night sharp play. This line opened kind of a pick 'em, very slight, like minus 110 toward Miami. Miami's now been bet up to minus 125. So that would match Steam non-division, also 15 cents of Steam, some based on openers, some of them are like minus 105. 15 cents or more off a win, that's 60% to Miami here. And if you also look at, let me see how Arizona does against lefties. 2-6 against lefties, that's a good thing. They're going up against Trevor Rogers, he's got a 1.89 ERA. Going up against, with the Snakes, Merrill Kelly, got a 5.4. So Arizona, 2-6 against lefties. Miami, opening as a short favorite, becoming more of a short favorite. Steam off a win. Steam non-division. Fave, give me Miami there. I'm loving the fish. And then last one of the night. This one's gross. But remember the Pittsburgh Pirates that cashed the other day for us? This is a gross Seattle Mariners play. You got to have thick skin in sports betting. You can't have any favoritism. You know, had Cleveland with a massive win for us yesterday. You can't just take Cleveland out of principle today because they won us a bet yesterday. Got to take each spin at the roulette wheel individually. So what I like about this one, guys, public is hammering Cleveland. Obviously, they have a better record. Cleveland is 20-14. Seattle's one game below 500. Plesac's got a 3.82 ERA. They've won three straight. Seattle's lost four straight. But this one stinks to me, guys. Cleveland opened minus 130 on the road. They're all the way down to minus 115. You've seen Seattle go from plus 120 to plus 105. That is a big, big, big steam, sharp reverse line move towards Seattle. Everyone in Cleveland but line going to Seattle. At steam, 10 cents or more on a home dog, 56% this year. What else do I have? Non-division, steam, 10 cents. Home team off a loss, 60%. Sweet spot dog, line move to a dog. All on Seattle there. So late night, let's get some weird things. Sometimes, you know, game one of a new series, got to go up in the Pacific Northwest. Let's go Seattle. Come on, Seattle. Get it done. But there you have it, guys. Just talked about, of course, my TB12 rematch there against the Pats week four, but also that over 11.5 win total, which I love. And just ran through some MLB. But do not go anywhere because we got more to get to. We got some NBA. It was a good night in the NBA, 3-1 last night. And then I will let you guys know my money line sharp play in the NHL and a rare puck line play in the NHL. Dust off that puck line system, baby. Let's get after it. But do not go anywhere. Finishing up strong on a Thirsty Thursday edition of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you sweat sharp contrarian plays with every single day. Flat betting, no parlaying, flat betting individual bets each game. Your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We will be right back.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing, like, paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everyone, we are back at it. So after starting a thirsty Thursday, recapping a good night last night, good start to our week. Let's see if we can keep it going. Again, I'm still looking at this Tampa Bay schedule. Find me six or more losses in this one. I don't see it. Let's go, TB12. But with that being said, guys, after running through MLB, let's talk a little NBA, a little association here, guys. Got a couple games that caught my eye. Let's hit the first one: Milwaukee against the Indiana Pacers. I'm going over here. I couldn't get my high total over with the Wizards and the Hawks. If you watch that game, landed on, what, 236 at over 238.5. There were missed free throws. It was super annoying. We should have got that one, but I digress. Anyway, I like this high total over Bucks Pacers. Number one, open 243. It's up to 244. Even some books 244.5 right now. So little money to the over. When the total's 240 or more, the over 60% this year, 18 and 12. 235 or higher, total is 59%. Tired over, 230 or more. Only had one or two days of rest, 55% to the over. And then a May over, the line stays the same or rises, 33 and 17, 66% right there. Also have some over refs, Kane Fitzgerald, Merrick Kogut, both good to the over. And the cherry on top is two really good over teams. Milwaukee 39 and 30, Indiana 42 and 17. Indiana quietly the number one over team here. So let's see if we can get some overs. Last time these teams played, they played two different games this year, and they played three games. So it was 140 to 113, that would cash the over. 130 to 110, that would not. 119 to 1, let's see, that was in 2020, never mind. So you've had both, I guess both went over in their previous games. Only one would cash this over, but give me this over, guys. I like these, I like the points, I like the pace, I like the matchup. A lot of system matches. Give me the Bucks over. Here's a game you got to keep an eye on. I want to bet the Heat. They're really sharp, but this thing could be blown to smithereens depending on Embiid questionable and Jimmy Butler questionable. This is one of those games where you set your tweet deck with a search for one column Jimmy Butler, another column Joel Embiid. It looks like the Heat are sharp. Public's on the Sixers, yet Miami Heat has gone from a pick'em or -1 up to -2. Some shops even had them +1 to -2. All smart money is on Miami Heat here. And I would look to money line the Heat. You can get them around -115, -120-ish, -125. That would match another system. If you like the spread, short fave with a move, 58% this year, 84 and 60 ATS. But the key here is I'm not pulling the trigger, 6 p.m. rule. I want Embiid out. I want Butler in. So keep an eye out on that. But if you can jump on that quickly before things change, there could be some value there. Keep On Cruising. There's only been a couple more. The only one, the only really other one that caught my eye was Minnesota. So Minnesota at home. This line stinks to me. It kind of reminds me of the other day with obviously, or last night I would say with the Cavs. And there's one the other day. Who was it? Maybe it was Golden State the other night. I forget which, whatever it was. But heavy, heavy betting to Denver. Denver's getting like 8 out of 10 bets. Denver's the most lopsided play tonight. Yet, Denver Nuggets open -5.5 on the road at Minnesota. They're down to 4.5. So this line is falling toward Minnesota. They would match as a short dog high total, conference dog high total, dog 5 or less, total 230 or more, 56% this year. And you do have some money coming in on Minnesota, and kind of this is just a gross play that if you want to lay off, I totally understand. But Denver's got a great record. Minnesota's terrible. Minnesota has actually won 2 in a row. Beat Detroit, beat Orlando, and now maybe, I don't know, maybe the Nuggets take them lightly. I think that's what you're banking on. Again, you don't want to play it. I totally get it. This one is like the epitome of a hazmat play. But the T-Wolves getting, they're 4.5 right now. You would have loved a 5, but even getting 4.5, all sharp movement toward Minnesota. Keep an eye on the T-Wolves late. And then maybe Denver's resting somebody. I don't know. We'll have to keep an eye on it. We do have Aaron Gordon, who's going to miss this game, and Jamal Murray, obviously. Barton's been out. Dozier. They're pretty banged up. Maybe that's part of it. And then last one of the night. Give me an over in a great game between the Phoenix Suns and the Portland Trail Blazers. Blazers came up massive for the team yesterday, +3 down to +2. But I like the over in this game. This total opened 234. It's up to 235. Looks like it may even go to 235.5. 235 or more, the total is 59% to the over. Line stays the same or rises in the month of May, 66% to the over. Over, home team missed the playoffs, road made it, 56% to the over. And it doesn't hurt that, again, not only money is pushing this thing up a little bit, both teams profitable to the over. Phoenix quietly 40-29 to the over. But also Phoenix has cashed, I think, 6 straight overs. And we do have Portland's kind of split a little bit here as of late. But 9 of the last 12 at home for Phoenix have gone over. And if you look at 4 of the last 5 head-to-head have gone over in this matchup. So kind of these, the two games from so far this year, it was 127-121 and 132-100. So let's get some points there. I love that two good teams going head-to-head. Maybe we get a lot of scoring there in that one. But give me the over Phoenix 235. And again, try to get 235. There's some 235s out there. And then lastly, talking some NHL. 1-1 last night. Edmonton early was nice. Minnesota did not show up. They just got rolled in that one. But that leads me to my play tonight. I'm going St. Louis here, guys. It's back-to-back. St. Louis won last night, unfortunately, because, you know, maybe you were, but I was on Minnesota there. But I like what this one is, a really sharp line move to the St. Louis Blues. A lot of these books open like -1. Let me see. I saw something like -120s, -130s for Minnesota on the road. And the line's now down to -110, -115. So you're getting a lot of movement on St. Louis here. This is a back-to-back with a line move in their favor. You do still have some guys out for St. Louis. This is more of a line move play for me. If you continue to see St. Louis get in the action, it's St. Louis or nothing for me. I do think St. Louis with this move is an intriguing play tonight. The only other play I had, and I told you I had a puck line for you. You don't hear too many puck lines from me. I rarely do it because when I do it, I feel like my team wins by 1 and I lose by 1.5. I just feel like that always happens. But I think this is the only way you can play this game. Colorado at home against the Kings. Colorado opened -375, 385. They've been bet up all the way to -425, -450. You can't lay a -450. They could lose, and it's just, even if they win, you're getting 0.15 units back. Betrist, not bet to win. There's just no value to me. So what am I going to do? Going Colorado puck line. The Avs won last night 6-0. So let's run it back and win by 2 or more. Colorado on the puck line is -1.5 at -160. So -160 is not a bad number there. But give me Colorado on the puck line. Let's go. Let's go Avs. And I feel like they're still battling for the President's Trophy and home ice advantage throughout the playoffs. That could be a factor that gets Colorado a little bit amped here tonight. And then again, keep an eye on that Blues line, but puck line, baby. Come on, Avs, don't let me down. But there you have it, guys. Another day, another dollar. We are grinding in the arena, and we're having a good week. So let's see if we can keep it going here. And this is the beauty of what we do. No bias, no gut instinct. We're playing games based on data. We're playing games based on line movement. Where's the public? Where are the sharps? Where are our betting system matches? Where's the smart money? That's the key here. And again, that's, to me, takes you a while to kind of get that groove going. But once you do, it just becomes a, you know, looking at the lines. You know, take cover up the names of the teams. Don't let your bias get in the way. And I think that's how you do it long term to become a successful sports bettor. Unless you are a professional bettor, in which you have your own models, formulas, you set your own power ratings. You know, that's different here. But from a market insights bettor, I guess I'll call it, that's the beauty of what we do. Line moves, baby. With that being said, I know you're having a good week. We've had profitable days all every day this week. So guess what? I know you got a couple extra bones in your pocket, a couple extra nickels. You know what you can do? Be a good guy or be a good girl. Or woman, I should say. Maybe that's better. Be a good person. Let me know you appreciate the pod, the hard work I'm putting in. And what you can do to make me happy is pick up a copy, buy a copy of my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Go to Amazon.com, type it in, and buy a copy for you or for a friend. It's got tons of tips, strategies, systems. It's a blueprint for basically the contrarian betting style and how to read line moves, how lines are set, especially if you're a new bettor, you got a friend, a family member, a buddy of yours who bets and never wins. Open up their world to some contrarian data-driven betting. And if you've already gotten my book, thank you so much. And if you're in Vegas next week, I'll be there. I'll sign it for you. And first beer's on me. But with that being said, guys, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, a week from now, Stadium Swim, where I'm going to be going nuts with my Boston Bruins in the playoffs. Nothing I love better at Stadium Swim. Just look for a Bergeron jersey. That's going to be me. Or at the good old South Point, where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners, where the lowest juice possible is found. Wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me, and you're going to show me a Portland Trailblazers, plus the points ticket, winning outright. How about a Cleveland Cavs? Disgusting, and they cover, and they win. Or maybe an Oakland big plus money, or an old Milwaukee, or White Sox against lefties, or maybe a Houston player, maybe Cleveland walk-off. Flash me one of those tickets, guys. Guess what? First one's on me. Next one's on you. Mayor of Easttown, shot at JMO and a Rolling Rock. And then guess what? We're going to order some food. We're going to post up at the book. Hopefully a couple Lazy Boys are open. Hopefully it's nice out when I get out there. I heard it's pretty hot. I'm going to be sweating. I'm going to have to get a outdoor beer garden or outdoor cabana. Or maybe I have to get in the AC. That might be better. But I cannot wait, guys. So, again, if you didn't hear, my Vegas trip, they're flying me out there to co-host some shows with Patrick Maher. Our guy Michael Lombardi gets a well-deserved vacation. I'll be there from Monday, May 17th, up until Monday, May 24th. So hide your kids, hide your wife. Let's get after it. But there you have it, guys. Have an excellent Thursday. Stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public. Place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? No, but it's going to win a majority of the time. And we're playing a long-term game here. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So keep on grinding, guys. Keep on cruising. Fearless but disciplined. That's our motto. And I hope you have a fantastic Thursday, guys. Good luck, and I will see you tomorrow for, guess what, Fade the Public Friday. And I'll be doing my homework, so be prepared for some UFC plays. We've got a big UFC slate coming up here on the 15th on Saturday. So hopefully we can keep our winning ways going. I'll hopefully have another four-pack for you. But good luck today, guys. Have a great Thursday. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay sharp, and stay contrarian. I'll see you at the window, guys. Good luck.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.